Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, coming up, we'll give you more details on the police chief that was actually fired, believe it or not, shortly after, maybe not that shortly, a little while, well, several months, almost a year.
Semi-justice.
He was fired eventually. After
quasi-justice.
He shot a young girl, 14-year-old girl.
With a taser.
With a taser, and one of the barbs entered her skull. We'll continue with that here in a bit, but first we go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Yeah, I went into a chain drugstore, to buy a money order today, and the cashier said, "You have your ID?" And I said, excuse me, no. And she told me that ever since December, the cash register won't print a money order unless they scan my ID.
Wow, which store was this, and how much money were you putting in?
Well, it doesn't really matter how much, because they didn't know until after I was... I didn't tell them how much
I was.
They already told me that it won't print any money orders unless they scan my ID, and that was CVS.
Wow.
And so, some people figure it doesn't matter. You're just paying your credit card bill anyway, and the government has access to those bank records anyway, but it does matter because you need to keep the places selling more money orders that don't invade your privacy is one issue.
Absolutely.
But having said that, I want to address some of the other kind of things that you brought up on your program about debating people and how to phrase things.
I don't debate.
Okay. Well,
I don't like the concept. I like the idea of persuading people better than debating.
Okay. Now, force. Now, there's a very powerful word by itself is force. And it seems kind of awkward because we're always thinking of people being forced to do something like pay taxes. Speaking of the government forcing people not to do something, because it's an awkward word combination there. When you hear the collectivists try to say, well, when that happens, what happens when they do this? You know, this pigeonhole of people with one particular characteristic, you say each person is a separate individual and a separate transaction. Okay, you don't have the right to punish a person because of things that other persons did. Okay, there's a point there. And let me close by asking you a trivia question. What was the last year that Daniel Webster got elected to Congress?
I have no idea.
It was 2010. The 8th Congressional District of Florida, Daniel Webster, just got sworn in yesterday.
That's cute, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you really can bring up absolutely anything. So we were talking in detail last night about a story out of New Mexico, Tucumcari. We didn't know. I actually didn't even know what the city was last night, but we do now, where a police chief shot a 14-year-old girl with a taser for the vicious crime of, well, running away. She wasn't actually suspected of anything. Her mom had brought her to the police station to, for whatever reason, have the police adjudicate a family dispute. I mean, that's, first of all, not a very good idea to...
Yeah, there was a dispute about her interacting with people online.
She was allegedly sending texts, or rather sending pictures...
Pictures of her parts to older guys online was the allegation. And then it got physical between her and her mom. Certainly the girl did something. We're not clear as to whether or not the mom did something. I don't know.
But yeah, the mom took her down to the police station. She decided she didn't want to talk to the cops and ran away. The police chief ran after her, I guess, and demanded she stop, pulled out a taser. She didn't stop, and she was hit with this thing, and it did some severe damage.
Yeah, it's tragic.
Entering her skull, actually, which is really severe. And so, of course, we talk about how the taser was not originally intended for this. It was intended to replace the gun in a situation in which the police must use deadly force. They can instead use the taser and keep the person alive. That was the concept, but it has shifted since then As you acknowledged, Mark, it has shifted since then to where many police departments are just openly acknowledging they use the taser for pain compliance, in that if they tell you to do something and you don't do it, then they believe they're fully justified in using the taser in that instance. And that's what this was, one of those instances.
Well, it works on cattle. Why not?
That's pretty much all it is. It's just a glorified cattle prod. So here's the latest. The man was fired, actually. Police Chief Roger Hatcher, according to a press release from the city manager Bobby Rose gave him a letter informing him of the decision. He'd been on paid administrative leave since January 15th. I'm presuming that's...
You think this is over? I mean, really? Don't you think this guy's going to take it through the union and the courts and all that stuff? And
I apologize, Mark. I was wrong about that. I thought this was from... This article was written last year. So he was only on paid administrative leave for a couple weeks.
Okay.
When they fired him. But Hatcher said that he would only discuss one of the reasons for termination cited in the letter, saying he felt they were all weak. Hatcher said they said I never established a permanent residence in Tucumcari, even though I lived at whatever street for 18 months. Hatcher says he believes Rose fired him to protect herself. Attempts to reach Rose and other city officials for comment weren't successful. Hatcher said he's hired attorney John D'Amato of Albuquerque to fight the decision. He's gathering information and plans to meet with him this week. The community's been good to him and has made a lot of friends. The city doesn't want someone in there to do what's right. They want someone that will do what they want. Hatcher was also placed on paid administrative leave after shooting 14-year-old Kaylee Martinez with a taser. After being cleared by an internal investigation of any wrongdoing, he returned to duty shortly thereafter. So apparently it was, I guess, the year before. The video we were talking about last night was not recent. It was a couple years old. This guy was cleared on that particular issue, but ended up being fired down the line, although there's no knowledge that, or at least from this article, there's no knowledge that particular incident was the reason he was fired. Just kind of a follow-up that he was fired eventually.
It's distasteful, and, I guess you could either say that this was a roundabout way of them firing him over this instance, or you can say that, these things come and bite you in the butt. But I think he's right. I think that the city doesn't care about what's right. I think they want, they want to cover their butt. And, that doesn't surprise me at all. That's how politics works. It's unfortunate, but it is.
So, now, at the very beginning of this program tonight, we talked about somebody who is doing a lot more to solve crimes than that particular police chief, and that's Phoenix Jones. Well, whether he's solving them or not, he is definitely preventing them in many cases out in
at least one case.
Seattle area. Well, he's been out regularly, apparently, doing crime interdictions. Dresses up. He's a real-life superhero. He's got his own... outfit. It's molded and it's fancy, and he's also got what they described as a bulletproof vest and stab plates built into what they call the super suit. And he's not alone. He's actually out there with multiple others, up to I think 8 other people that are kind of the same superhero gang there in Seattle.
And they're a league.
What's that?
Their league.
Yeah, and apparently they're not even the only ones. There are others beyond them. Seattle. Crime.com does some extra reporting here on Phoenix. I think it's very interesting here.
Sure, sure.
Phoenix Jones. I'm Phoenix Jones. I'm from the Seattle area, and I fight crime. That's how local masked man Phoenix Jones introduced himself to a group of boisterous college students sitting outside the Chipotle restaurant in the University District Friday night as I accompanied him on his nightly patrol. Jones, not his real name, is the latest masked Avenger to gain notoriety as part of a growing real-life superhero movement. People who dress up in costumes and do good deeds, or at least they say they do. Last week, the Seattle Police Department's robbery unit sent out an internal memo to officers warning them that they may soon encounter Jones or his fellow costume do-gooders, such as Thorn, Buster Doe, Green Reaper, Gemini, No Name, Catastrophe, Thunder 88, and Penelope, according to the memo, who have popped up on Seattle's increasingly weird streets over the last year. SPD had a run-in with Jones earlier this month when a concerned citizen called police and reported a potential robbery after they spotted 2 masked men pull their Kia Forte into the Capitol gas station with its lights, headlights off in the middle of the night. The masked men were gone by the time the officers arrived, but robbery detectives tracked Jones to his secret lair outside of Seattle. We'll tell you more about Jones and his cohorts here in a moment, and take your calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. Maybe you've got a comment on the real life superheroes, or maybe you are one. Love to hear about what you're up to. 800-259-9231. We'll continue that discussion here in a moment, sharing with you what's going on up in Seattle, where there are multiple real-life superheroes that are hitting the streets and bringing the criminals to justice. We'll get to that here. But first, want to make sure you know about the archives. You can go to freetalklive.com and download a bunch of shows all the way back as late as late 2006. You can go to freetalklive.com. You'll see the last week's worth at the top of the page. And then if you click into the archives section, that'll take you way back. All those archives are brought to you by HostGator.
Hostgator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. It's whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You'll get a free domain transfers, free file transfers, free database transfers, free script transfers, 24/7 technical support, and you'll get your first month completely free if you go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. It's your first month at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're continuing to tell you about Phoenix Jones and the rest of the real-life superheroes that are in Washington in the Seattle area. But this isn't just a Seattle thing. There's an entire movement, the RLSH, Real-Life Superhero Movement. They actually have a manual online, rlsh-manual.com, that goes down, takes a look at gadgets, it takes a look at legal considerations. There's a lot of detail there. You mentioned, Mark, it's not a very pretty site, but it's just a manual, right? It's not a sales pitch website or anything like that, so I don't think they really have to be worried about making the site pretty. SeattleCrime.com is reporting on Phoenix, who's one of the, I guess, more prominent members of the folks in Seattle that are out there hitting the streets. They're calling themselves the Guardians, there's a group of them. Rain City Superhero Movement, that's what it is. So, again, SeattleCrime.com interviewing Jones, actually went out with him as he was walking his beat, his shift. I don't know if they have shifts or how they do it. But apparently police had shown up on a call because some people had been dressed up, or they were at a gas station where their headlights were off. The masked men were gone by the time the cops arrived. But robbery detectives tracked Jones to a secret lair outside of Seattle and spoke with his godmother, who told police that he dresses up like a superhero and goes out with his friends at night and does good deeds, according to an internal police document. They later contacted the masked Avenger, who told the police that there are some nuts out there engaged in the same type of behavior and wanted to make it clear that they were not part of his group. And actually, there's a whole other piece about these guys over at SeattlePI.com, where they actually name a couple of the other ones that Jones is distancing himself from. Apparently, Captain Ozone and Night Owl are not part of his gang, so you need to make sure you got it straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Competing superheroes.
Yep. After learning Jones's secret identity... Oh, by the way, Jones agreed to come down to the police headquarters and be photographed in costume, so they'll know who he is, I guess, compared to the other guys. After learning Jones's secret identity early Friday, I contacted him for an interview. Jones agreed to meet me in front of a University District comic store after dark. I expected he'd show up in civilian clothes, and I'd buy him a beer at a nearby bar while we talked superhero comics and books, etc. Instead, Jones arrived decked out in mask, cape, and black and gold rubbery suit, which he claims is bulletproof from the neck down to the kneecaps, including a ballistic vest, arm and leg trauma plates, ballistic cup, and sculpted plastic abs.
Interesting.
Nice.
I wouldn't go out anything less than that if I were him, but, you know, the very interesting thing here, this is going to take you by surprise, Ian, because I'm sure I've never mentioned it to you. It's a felony for me to wear a bulletproof vest.
No kidding.
Right. A felon cannot have a bulletproof vest. Does that, what does that, is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
It is crazy. Is that true in just New Hampshire?
That's true in the United States.
Everywhere.
America.
America.
So we headed off down University Way for his nightly patrol. As we walk down the avenue, Jones, who's in his early 20s, tells me how he got into the crime-fighting game. About a year.
And single.
About a year ago, he read a quote from one of the guys.
Sculpted abs.
That's until he rescues the lovely young lady, right, from peril.
Is that his system?
He read a quote from one of the Guardian Angels in the comic book, which, along with a lifetime of reading comics, especially those of his favorite heroes, Nightwing and Green Lantern, apparently inspired him to take up a life of crime fighting. He says people don't take care of people. As we walk past a crowded bus stop on the avenue, Jones's getup looks quite a bit like Batman's costume, and just like the Dark Knight, he's a trained, title-winning amateur martial artist and carries a utility belt stocked with a hefty-looking cattle prod-like stun gun and pepper spray, but never a gun. He's still working on his elaborate costume and is developing an iconic logo for himself, possibly the silhouette of him standing atop the Space Needle.
Wow.
He's branding.
Some people on the avenue walk up to shake his hand. Someone jokingly asks Jones if he lost a bet. One woman... One woman tells Jones he's creepy looking. Jones is an amazingly affable guy. There's an earnestness in his interactions with people on the street, and while he seems to enjoy the attention, you get a sense he genuinely believes he can make a difference, and he gives out handshakes like they were going out of style. But it's clear some of the harsh words and disbelief from people on the street get to him. As we walk down the avenue, a group of young men crack wise about his costume and ask if he really thinks he's going to do any good. Jones's hackles go up after one of the college-age men asks him how well he knows his body and tells Phoenix he's going to need more than luck to fight crime. As we walk away, Jones mumbles that people who say things like that to him typically aren't in very good shape. Jones says he's been on the receiving end from wisecracks and jeers from a late-night crowd since he went out on his first patrol about a year ago. He says, I walked around downtown and I didn't see any crime. It was pretty embarrassing, actually.
It's got to be incredibly mortifying to go out in a suit that people can't see what an incredible suit this is. It sounds like an incredible suit, but it's got to be mortifying as hell.
Several weeks later, Jones had his first big break of sorts when he stopped a late-night knife fight under a bridge and had his first run-in with the police. They told me to take my mask off, he says, and I told them I'm a superhero and I don't take my mask off. I've been fighting real crimes ever since.
Wow.
Good for him for refusing the cops on that. Now Jones says he goes out on patrol every night and always in a different location. Jones certainly takes a big game and claims in the last year he's been involved in about 30 different incidents, including 4 violent confrontations. He says he's made several citizens' arrests, including a takedown of a Peckerwood gang member on Capitol Hill and a suspect who is threatening someone with a golf club near the International District. While Jones proudly talks about his good deeds, he wasn't able to provide many details like names of suspects or dates of incidents to corroborate his stories. Jones also claims he's been stabbed. A picture of the supposed wound is posted on his Facebook page, and he says he was shot in Tacoma last year. But again, he declined to provide further details about the incidents. So is he telling the truth? Or is he just making it all up to sound like he is a superhero?
I couldn't say.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell without.
You know, the guy's going out and doing the. If he's making the walks, he's getting the wisecracks. You know, he's doing his dude. You know, he's doing what it takes. Yeah. I guess.
When asked where he receives medical treatment, as hospital staff typically report gunshot wounds and other serious assaults to police, Jones simply said he knows a doctor who fixes him up when he's injured in the line of duty. He doesn't seem to be worried about being killed or maimed while playing superhero, but the cops sure think that's how he'll end up. Several Seattle PD officers chuckled or groaned when we asked them about Jones. None were specifically familiar with him, but all questioned the saneness of his vigilantism. One officer jokingly asked how long Jones would last at the corner of Rainier and Henderson, and another called him crazy. But again, this is nothing new for Jones.
Well, you know, if these guys just want to have the monopoly on this kind of thing. They don't like somebody going out and doing stuff.
No, it needs to be a special person to wear that badge.
Is he the real deal? 800-259-9231. Or maybe you are. Maybe you're one of these real-life superheroes. You can bring up whatever you want, of course. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them to you on the house. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, you can go and enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who sent us their photo or validated video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. There's that and news updates and listening options and more. Go and do it. Get interactive in various different ways. All for free at freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference. Get experience and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy organizations. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, a little bit more about the real-life superhero movement, as it's being called, that is manifesting itself in various different ways. We're focusing on one of them, Phoenix Jones, who is a man in his early 20s who is regularly walking around Seattle in full decked-out costume, which he claims is bulletproof pretty much all over. He's got all kinds of devices and things like that that he's carrying around. He's got a stun gun and pepper spray, and he's made this custom suit that is really just, by all definitions, sounds awesome. And he's going around and getting involved. Of course, the police department doesn't really care too much for it. And as you pointed out, Mark, it's because they don't like the competition, making him look bad, actually showing up quickly to a situation and handling it and resolving it.
Well, and to be
to sort of help him out a little bit. He's not getting a 911 call, and he's not, you know, in the loop as far as communications are concerned. I think he has to actually stumble upon the scene or watch an area.
He could listen to a police scanner. I'm not sure about how he targets certain areas. He does sound like he is walking through certain zones, and he's going in different places at different times.
It's easier than having the Phoenix helicopter.
Jones says that I'm not crazy, eccentric maybe, but I'm really here to help. Adding that he also isn't trying to get attention for himself, saying that if I wanted attention, I'd take the mask off, he says. While Jones seems like a genuine enough guy, it's still a bit tough to buy into his costumed altruism, says SeattleCrime.com. Aside from being unable to provide hard evidence of any of his good deeds, he's clearly not equipped to do more than react to crime rather than deal with the root causes. While he may be able to chase down a purse snatcher or break up a bar fight, it seems highly unlikely that he has the ability to, say, get a 14-year-old girl out of a life of prostitution and into therapy in a stable home life. Jones's costumed heroics are ultimately rooted in the comic book morality, where crime is all about black and white, good and evil, with no gray areas or contributing socioeconomic factors. When asked whether he'd try to arrest someone he caught smoking marijuana, he said he follows police guidelines and considers it a low priority. Then he says he doesn't have a problem with people using drugs, but wants drug dealers to sell somewhere else. That's the kind of circular logic that makes Jones's alleged costume do-goodery great on paper, but impractical in real life. Jones has the right idea, as he says. People don't take care of people, but putting on a costume doesn't make one a hero. Hopefully he and Seattle's new crew of costume crime fighters can do some good without getting killed.
Well, if he wants to, you know, I understand he's not handling the root causes of crime, and I, you know, would find it difficult that to imagine that he would. But he's doing something. If he's stopping the average car burglary now and then, you know, scaring some people, criminals off from a particular area or something like that, as far as I'm concerned, he's doing fine stuff. And if that's how he wants to spend his time, it's okay. You know, I don't critiquing him for not going at going and helping the roots of crime. I'm not sure that even matters.
I don't see how. I mean, one person can. I'm sure one person can do a lot of things, and I don't begrudge that at all. But at the same time, one person can only do so much. And if he's got a normal life of working to pay his bills, and he does this at night in his spare time, I mean, it is very noble what he's doing, going out to help people. I just, obviously my only problem is his worship of the state is following
the police's
right, well,
rules.
The rules set up by the state, even though it kind of doesn't make sense to him to arrest people for smoking pot. You know, it's one of those things where you come upon it and you're like, well, I'm really not going to do anything because this isn't that bad. I mean, there's a carjacking over here I got to take care of. Or something like that. I mean, in his scope of problems that he deals with, I think he can be a helpful asset to that community.
Absolutely. I fully support it. I think it's an interesting concept. It's certainly something fairly new. Vigilantes, I guess, have been around for a while, but this guy...
Wearing the mask and walking down the street
takes it to a new level.
Pair.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Much
so,
respect.
Yeah, maybe we'll hear more about Phoenix and the rest of the crew out there, because there's a whole bunch of them, and they're not just in Seattle. We'll keep you in the loop if we do, because they're certainly a lot more useful than the guys that are out just taking pictures with people in costumes in L.A. Not to say they're bad either, but there's two types of superheroes you'll see out there. They're the guys that are just there for a photo op, and then they're the guys that'll actually run to your assistance if something's going on.
Right, right.
It'd be pretty sad to see the Spider-Man photo op guy running away from a situation like that.
He doesn't have a bulletproof outfit.
No, no.
So here's the latest on what's going on. We've touched on this, I think it was earlier this week, as the news was announced that there were birds falling from the sky by the thousands in a small town in, I believe it was BB, Arkansas? Mark, am I remembering that correctly?
Yes,
BB? And it's not just in BB and not just nearby BB where these strange things are occurring. The Daily Mail has kind of got a rundown here, and this was printed today, so hopefully this will encompass much of what has been transpiring in the past couple of weeks. Thousands of fish found floating in Florida after a cold snap. 200 birds found dead on a highway bridge in Texas. 50 dead jackdaws found on a city street in Sweden. 100 tons. I don't know what a jackdaw is either. You can look it up though, Mark, if you want. 100 tons of sardines.
Spell jackdaw.
Just how it sounds. J-A-C-K-D-A-W. One word. 100 tons of sardines, croaker, and catfish wash up dead on a Brazilian coast. Hundreds of fish dead in New Zealand. And in Britain, 40,000 devil crabs have now joined the list of casualties. More and more animals are being found dead as the mysterious spate of mass bird and fish deaths turns...
At least they're being reported.
Has turned into a global phenomenon. And that's what makes me... That's what I've been wondering about here is, are these mass deaths happening on a more regular basis and now just all of a sudden it has spurned into this noticed thing where people are actively looking for these stories and collecting them now? Has it always been happening?
It's certainly interesting. A jackdaw is a crow.
I think the deaths have been happening, but they are more logical or more easy to explain, if you will. With this, there's so many unknown variables. Just for example, the birds. They did the autopsy on the birds, and obviously they found that they had, you know, blunt trauma or physical trauma. But they fell out of the sky mm-hmm. and hit the ground. Now, what caused them to fall out of the sky? Can you tell that from an autopsy? Or how do we find that sort of thing out?
So the physical trauma could have been from falling out of the sky.
Yeah, exactly. They hit the ground at, you know, at whatever rate of speed they fall at. And they're damaged by that. Now, was that the problem? What caused them to fall without flying or without flapping their wings?
That is open to speculation. I know that the official version that I've heard, at least through the news media, that they've been at least parroting, has been that it might have been fireworks, but there weren't any fireworks.
There's fireworks all the time. I mean, yeah. Look at New Year's, Independence Day.
But the birds were falling before midnight on New Year's Eve anyway. So they started falling apparently at around 11:30, well, and this is BB, Arkansas. What kind of fireworks are we talking about?
Well, those blackbirds that they're talking about don't fly at night usually because they can't see in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not a type of bird that would go flying in the dark unless it was something strange occurrence.
And that doesn't explain the fish anyway.
No, it doesn't.
The fireworks explanation doesn't explain them. Some would say it's a government plot.
There's 2 million dead fish appear in Chesapeake Bay, which is fairly close to where we are.
How many?
2 million.
2 million?
2 million dead fish.
This was recent,
today, or, some hours.
2 million is incredible. Anyway, let's continue here. So these latest two separate incidents saw thousands of fish floating in a creek in Florida and 200 birds found dead on a highway bridge in Texas. Experts were yesterday carrying out tests on the jackdaws found in Sweden. They appear to have suffered the same fate as thousands of their cousins who fell from the sky in separate incidents in the United States. Swedish experts have said the shock of fireworks being let off near the city in the southeast of the country and difficulty finding food may have led to the deaths of the jackdaws. We'll come back with more, and we'd love to have your speculation on this. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for your thoughts if you dial in now at 1-800-259-9231, especially if you've got some ideas about these birds and fish that are just dying in droves, and a lot. I mean, in some cases, the claim 2 million fish.
Yes. Chesapeake Bay, 2 million estimated 2 million dead fish. Chesapeake Bay state officials investigating the fish kill believe water temperatures are to blame. Majority of the dead fish are adult spot, which a Maryland Department of Environment rep explains are susceptible to chilly water and typically migrate out of the upper bay by now.
Okay, well, now that one makes sense.
Sure.
Right? Fish dying because the water's too cold. Some are saying this is going to be, you know, the coldest winter, the coldest January in history. I saw that headline today. But what about the birds? I mean, the birds falling from the sky in places around the world, not just BB Arkansas, but in other places, 450 red-winged blackbirds, brown-headed cowbirds, grackles, and starlings found littering a highway in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for instance.
I think the most suspicious thing is just, if you look at the pictures that the people provide, I saw the one in Arkansas from the New Year's Day, and it was just a shot of a street, basically a street shot. It was very open. There wasn't a lot of tall things or anything in the way. It was a fairly good open shot, but it showed the birds had rained down in a fairly even random distribution, which suggests, I mean,
it suggests something. I don't
know
what.
It's not that they were concentrated. It wasn't like they were all coming out of one tree at the time when they were startled. It suggests that they were all in the air, and it spread out, flying somewhere, and then all of a sudden just plummeted.
Kerplunk.
So strange.
It's strange.
And, I mean, one theory that I was just throwing out there for my own amusement while we were at break was the electromagnetic radio spectrum with the Wi-Fi and internets and, cell phones, that stuff. But it's just, it's difficult
to say
that.
That doesn't explain the reason why it would all happen at once. I mean, why?
I agree.
There have been Wi-Fi signals for years. There have been cell phone signals for years. There have been radio signals all over the place. And you're right. I mean, certainly.
I think it would have to be in conjunction with something else, and that's something else I don't know. But as far as
to have that many birds drop from the sky, that's some kind of an event. I mean, something has happened there.
Yes, I agree. I agree that this, but what? And we can speculate all day.
Even if it was a disease, right? I mean, they all wouldn't die at that one moment.
Right, exactly.
What are the odds of that?
That's the point where I can't say it's a virus or a bacteria because, I mean, it would be more sporadic. You know, the weak ones would die first, and or the old ones and the weak ones, and then the middle-aged ones would be random, you know, not all at once.
Of course, bizarre stuff.
We're just talk show hosts. We're not scientists, so let's see what they're saying.
You get your science from talk show hosts, and you're getting it from the wrong place.
Many of the birds, this is again from the Daily Mail of the UK, many of the birds are believed to have died from stress or as a result of being run over by vehicles while disoriented. Now, they're specifically talking about the jackdaws in Sweden that have perished, and there were approximately, 50 of those. So on the lower end of the scale here, we're talking about thousands of birds dying, 3,000 blackbirds on roofs and roads in the small town of Beebe, Arkansas, 450 blackbirds and other birds in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Scientists have also been left baffled by at least 100 tons of sardines, croaker, and catfish washing up dead along the Brazil coastline near Paran. There were more fish deaths reported today in New Zealand, while in England the carcasses of 40,000 devil crabs are strewn across a beach in Kent. Hundreds of dead starlings and robins were found scattered in backyards in the Kentucky town of Gilbertsville, while an estimated 2 million dead fish have washed ashore in Chesapeake Bay, Maryland, as JJ was reporting. They are the latest in a spate of incidents which are being blamed on New Year fireworks, thunderstorms, cold weather, parasites, and even poisoning. The internet has been abuzz with conspiracy theories about secret government experiments.
I'll tell you what, this really lends itself to that. I mean, I even find myself saying, are they testing some new weapon? But it's all over. I mean, Sweden?
So there's a Google map someone made up, the animal death map. It's called Mass Animal Deaths. It was created on January 5th. And it basically just points on the map where all these incidents happened. There's a large concentration in the United States. Some sporadic concentration around the Ring of Fire from New Zealand all the way up to Japan, and then a few sporadic events in England or in Europe. Mostly.
At least those are the ones that have been reported
exactly.
And they've picked up on.
But the majority of them are in the United States along the coast or the southern to northeast.
Some might even suggest it's aliens that are doing this. Because once you get beyond the realm of human conceptualization as to what could happen in these instances, you start to go into the inhuman or the non-human.
Yeah,
it makes me wonder if it were some government weapon that they were testing, you'd think they'd stop when they're killing all these animals. I mean,
they're the government; they wouldn't care, right?
Well, I think they're certainly leaving themselves a trail to be hunted down.
Well, and again, the story here is also suggesting some are saying this is the sign of a looming Armageddon and the end of the Mayan calendar, which is scheduled to happen in late 2012.
Yeah, somebody will make a movie out of that pretty quick.
Thousands of Brazilian fishermen are struggling to make ends meet after the sale of seafood was temporarily suspended when masses of fish were discovered dead. Experts have speculated that cold weather or chemical leaks could be behind the deaths. The president of the Federation of Fishermen's Colony of Paraná said the deaths had been discovered since Thursday of last week. So again, right around the turn of the decade, the turn of the new year is when all of these things are happening.
Bizarre stuff.
On Thursday, we began to find a lot of dead fish. One community had to bury 15 tons alone.
Gosh.
We're experiencing...
That's mostly what I'm seeing here, just to reiterate what you're saying, is the fish are the main species, a main type of animal. There's very few flying animals, but they're either a flying animal or a fish that I've seen on this huge death map here. But with the fish being the predominant.
Somebody's going to call in with a Bible verse that...
Samples of the dead fish have been sent to the Center for Marine Studies at the Universidade Federal do Paraná. One of the latest incidents saw thousands of fish found rotting and floating in Spruce Creek, Florida after a period of cold weather. Mullet, ladyfish, and catfish have been washing up as winds caused the carcasses to gather on the bends around the creek. And 200 birds were found dead on a highway bridge crossing the Lake of the Pines in Big Cypress Creek, Texas. Experts believe the birds have been hit by passing vehicles while walking or apparently trying to roost on the bridge. Why would they roost? Roost on the bridge? Don't bridges get colder than the rest of the surrounding area?
It keeps the water off of them.
The cold weather in Britain.
Is it colder up in a tree than it is down in the ground?
The cold weather has also been blamed for the deaths of 40,000 swimming crabs, known as devil crabs, found littering the beach of Thanet in Great Britain. Last year, the Environmental Agency sent up an inquiry into unexplained numbers of deaths amid fears a mystery virus could be to blame, but it concluded the crab deaths were linked to the cold weather. Is that really all it is? Is it just because it's cold? And have these things been happening before? If it's just about cold weather...
The Chesapeake Bay one, just to interject, in 1976 and 1980, they also had a similar incident where the fish population washed up on shore, dead, obviously.
Well, it's in the each singular one they can explain that much is true. It's just the them all happening together, which is so spooky and weird. And by the way, when you're talking about cold weather, these blackbirds showed evidence of trauma, and so
well, it could be from the fall, right?
Could be.
Another 450 birds were found dead along a highway in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They are believed to have hit power lines after becoming disoriented. Because allegedly,
that's far-fetched.
Of the fireworks,
that's far-fetched. To hit
it sure
power
is.
Line.
I mean, how many?
Lots 400. Of
I understand the birds; they fly in a flock and they
right.
fly together. But what are the odds 450 birds are going to run into power lines? It's not exactly the biggest, you know, frontage for something to hit.
Yeah,
exactly. And even if you do hit it, usually they're circular, and it's easy to just. I imagine it just bounce off of it if you don't get a clean, clear shot.
Right, and
it
also...
It just goes to show how few ideas that those that have to come up with these ideas have.
Well, right, I remember learning about power lines when I was younger. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, guys, but can't you avoid being shocked by a power line unless you touch another power line?
Yeah, you have
or you're grounded.
Yeah.
Or you're grounded.
Two of them.
Although, so you can hang from a power line
yes.
and you'd be fine, right?
I've heard that. I had a squirrel that bit a power line at my house, and it hung there dead.
Well, biting it is another situation.
Yeah, penetrating the insulation.
But touching the power line itself, just on one power line, please don't try this at home.
Don't take this guy's advice on power lines, kids.
It's supposedly not going, because there's no differential between, like you said, if you're grounded, then there's a problem.
There's no path.
Right, and if you touch another power line, then there's a differential between the two power lines. You've created that that path between the two. But otherwise, you know, so what are the odds that a bird, or 450 birds, are going to successfully be able to touch two power lines?
It's crazy talk.
Yeah, it's BS.
So 50 of the creatures were found near a power line 30 feet from Louisiana Highway number 1. A second group was discovered stretched from the power line across the highway just a quarter of a mile away. So there's no real answer here. He says that one of the experts of the Integrative Bird Behavior Studies say the birds may have been ill or startled from their roost before hitting the power line, saying they don't hit a power line for no reason. Very strange. No real answers here. If you've got them, we've missed something, please let us know tomorrow night, because we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.